Hello and welcome back to On the Daily. In this episode, I am telling you my little dirty secret. My dirty little secret, little dirty secret, whatever. I'm telling you the thing that I've been hiding from you. I've been hiding a big secret from you for the past almost 4 months, and I am finally ready to spill the beans. And I'm really excited to tell you what I've been working on because it's really big and it's very exciting for me, and I think it's going to be really exciting for you too. So let's go.
Hey friend, welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of HypeU Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you 2 episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here.
Before I tell you about this dirty little secret of mine that I've been hiding, I need to tell you about Persona. Persona is my new webinar. It's a free little masterclass that I have coming up on March 28th. This is going to be all about personal branding. And when I say personal branding, I don't mean like make sure your colors are the way you want it and make sure your fonts are the way you want it. I mean like putting out what you want based on the image that you want to be seen as. And to do this, I use astrology and human design. There are a couple of placements in both of my charts that I look to when I look at like how people perceive me versus how I show up versus who I am. And I used to be the person that wanted to be the exact same person on the internet that I am in real life. And although I still am very authentic and very transparent, there's a lot of things that have shifted in the way that I show up online. And the reason of that for that is because it actually protects my gifts better when I lean into this type of personal branding. And so this masterclass is going to be all about that. I'm going to teach you how to read these parts of your human design and your astrology chart. So if you're brand new, never, ever, ever, ever have never dove into human design or astrology, this masterclass is really going to teach you how to do that in this way. And it's going to be part educational for you, but it's also going to be really insightful. And I think it's also going to be very healing because oftentimes I see that people show up online or the way that they present themselves online is very much out of reaction to maybe criticisms that you've gotten your whole life. And what if all of the criticisms you've gotten your whole life are actually like the best protection for you so that you can keep your gifts truly sacred for the people who love you, support you, or pay you? So Persona is free and you can register today. You can click the link in our show notes and we will send you all of the info for it. So without further ado, let's dive into my little secret. There is a book and it's written by a caregiver. And in that book, it's called The 5 Things That People Regret When They're on Their Deathbed. And I'll tag the article that we sourced this from, but there is an art in it. The number one thing that people regret when they're on their deathbed is they regret living a life according to other people's expectations and not the one that they truly desired for themselves. And I've heard that quite a few times. I listened to that on a podcast and then I read it and it kind of shook me to my core because that makes me so sad. The fact that there are so many people out there that truly lived a life according to other people's expectations of them. And then they get to their deathbed and that's their number one regret. And I really believe that I am here to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because if there is one thing about me that is true is I have never, ever, ever, ever made decisions or lived my life according to expectations or projections from other people, which is why I have moved all over the world, which is why I have gotten divorced and gotten back into a relationship, and which is why I have kind of shifted careers quite a few times. And that comes with a lot of criticism. Of course, people are always like, pick a lane, Danielle, like, what are you doing? But it's because, like, I truly have never done that. And I've truly never wanted to be the person who does things according to other people's expectations. And I now realize how rare that is. So in December, I had a VIP day with my mentor, and we were talking about all of my offerings. We're talking about my product suite. We're talking about all the different programs that I offer. And I love them all so much, but there was always something that, like, didn't sit right with me because they covered different topics. So there was like, there's a business course. There's a human design for business course. There's a personal power and leadership course. There's a whole bunch of master classes on different things. And that's great. And honestly, that's great for my bank account because people buy multiple courses, but it was still, they were still missing such a huge piece of what I'm about and what people inside of my higher ticket containers get to experience from me. And that is true. Like, I am the permission slip for people to step outside of that belief that they have to live life according to other people's expectations. And so I had this moment with my mentor where she was like, you should just do all of it. And I was like, I should just do all of it. And so that was the moment. It was December 9th. That was the moment that this thing, the seed for this thing, was planted. And I'm so happy to finally be able to announce with you here in this moment that I have a new offering, and it is called Break the Matrix. And Break the Matrix is a 16-week deep dive journey experience back home to you, back home to who you are. Underneath all of the programming, underneath all of the bullshit, underneath all of the expectations of other people, who you are truly, what you stand for, what you desire, the life that you want to live, the decisions you want to make. It is a journey back home to that. 16-week program, partly self-led, it's a hybrid. So you're going to have self-led modules. You're also going to have calls with me, hot seat coaching. It's personalized support. It's close proximity. It's also a lot of education and a lot of value all wrapped up into one course. And, you know, it's funny because I grew up very much, I felt very much like an outcast a lot. And it wasn't because I looked like that on paper. Like, on paper, like, I was very popular. I was captain of the dance team. I was I was nominated homecoming queen, like, all the things, right? Like, on paper, I was doing fine, but it's like, I had a lot of friends, but, like, for example, I was never invited to people's parties because everybody always assumed that somebody else invited me. And so it was like, I had friends, but there was, like, nobody really, like, making sure that I was included. And my childhood was very much a childhood of, like, I had a great childhood, and I was expected to dim my light a lot because, you know, I had a brother that, like, wasn't as confident as me. And, like, there were things that just happened throughout my childhood. My parents got divorced where I was very much expected to, like, play a little smaller. And so I think that's why now, like, my biggest mission is to help people realize that they are so shiny. Like, you are the shiniest, brightest light. And it doesn't matter what programming you don't have. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter, you know, who your parents were. It doesn't matter if you had money or not. Like, you are a bright, shining light, and you really deserve to feel that. And what I wanted to do with this course was really bring you back home to that. Cause, you know, one of my most irritating things for me about Tinkerbell was that she had wings the whole time. You know, the whole movie, the whole book, she bitched about not being loved and not having attention and not getting her way. And all she had to do was realize that she had wings and she could have flown away at any moment. And we all have wings. Like, this course is not about finding anything. What this course is going to be is a reminder that they was there the whole time. And I know how many of you've taken every course, you've read every book, you've worked with so many coaches, and it works for a little while. And then you find yourself back in the same rut, or you find yourself back in the same cycle. And it's so frustrating. Like, I've been there. It's so frustrating because you just go, I'm doing all the things. Why isn't it working? I'm following all the rules. I'm reading all the books. I'm doing Miracle Morning. I'm getting up at 4 a.m. and I'm journaling and I'm writing my gratitude. I'm grateful, right? Like, and then why isn't it happening? Why am I still like feeling like I'm trapped in my own life? Why do I still wake up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. every single day and toss and turn and can't go back to sleep? Why do I worry about what I'm going to post on social media? Why, before I make any decision, do I have that thought in the back of my head that's like, would it be okay if I did this? Like, why does that keep happening? And although like I've never made decisions based on what other people expect of me, I've definitely felt the pressure to. So I know how it feels. And I also know how it feels to do what I want and to do the things that bring me joy and the things that light me up. And also I know what it's like to be the truly know myself, because I believe when you know yourself, you win. And one thing I am best in the world at is helping people remember who they are deeply and profoundly. And so in this course, Break the Matrix, we are going to do all of it. It is separated into four different pillars: the past, the maps, the vehicles, and the future. The past, we're going to talk about subconscious rewiring. We're going to talk about our brain. We're going to talk about our generational lineage. We're going to talk about past lives. We're going to talk about, you know, the things that have made us the way that we are today. We're going to talk about all of it. The maps, which is our second pillar. This is all about how to read yourself better. And we're going to talk about human design. We're going to talk about astrology. And for the first time ever, I'm offering a human design reader certification. I'm also reading an astrology chart reader certification. So if you have been wanting to maybe offer human design readings, or you've wanted to know more about astrology and how to read your chart, you're going to get that automatically with this program. There's no extra charge. If you want that, it'll be like a bonus section. So even if you just want to know the basics and move on, you can, or you can go all the way and you can really learn everything there is to know about human design and be able to read charts for yourself. So we're including those certifications in this program. And then the vehicles is like, okay, great. So now I know myself. I really tapped in, like, using my human design, using my astrology, I really tapped into like who I am at my core, but now I just need something to help solidify it. And that's where the vehicles come in, because this is where somatic practices come in. And I have a somatic certification that I really never use. And so we're bringing it back into this program. I'm going to teach you how to breathe. I'm going to teach you how to get out of your brain and into your body. And then we're going to do meditations, and we're going to really talk about the power of somatic healing. We're going to talk about the power of somatic breath. We're going to talk about the way that we sleep. We're going to talk about how we eat and how that affects our brain gut connection. Like, we're going to talk about all of it. And the vehicles is really, once you know who you are and you know where you come from and you really unpacked all the programming and the trauma that has made you who you are today, once you unpack that, and then once you look at your maps and you really understand who you're designed to be and who would feel it's going to confirm for you who you've always known that you should be, then the vehicles are what's going to help take you there. And then we move into the future for the last 4 weeks, which is all about the future. It's manifestation, it's visualizing, it's how our brain and our thoughts and our feelings work together to create a really, really powerful electromagnetic frequency, which affects the way that our lived reality shows up. We're going to talk about the universal laws. We're going to talk about everything. So this course is equal parts like education. It's equal parts value. It's equal parts spirituality. So spiritual empowerment. If you've been wanting to dive more into the woo-woo side of things, this course is definitely it. If you've been scared to dive into the woo-woo side of things, this course is it, because I like to think of myself as like a bridge. I take very like ethereal woo-woo topics and I make them very easy to understand, because I don't believe that there's some elitist thing that are only meant for a few. Like, the whole point of this work is that it changes the collective frequency. There is a saying in the Kabbalah, it's Hebrew, it says Elohim, which means all of us or none of us. And I truly do believe that we are all here to evolve together. And I'm so sick and tired of seeing these like programs and coaches, and like, listen, no shade to anybody. Like, everybody can run their business the way they want. And I can say I've ran my business like this before too, so I get it. But it is not some elitist thing. Like, this is the true meaning for all of this work, is so that we can all progress as a collective. Like, no one gets left behind on my book, and or on my watch, whatever you want to say. And so that's what we're doing in this course. And then the best part of this whole course is at the end, there is an optional retreat in Costa Rica that you can attend where we are going to go so far into all these things. We're going to do sound healing. We're going to do yoga. We're going to do meditation. We're going to spend time in the jungle together. We're going to drink cacao. We're going to like get really close with one another, because I think the global pandemic really or the global panini, as I call it, it really taught us and it rewired our neural pathways to think that we were okay being alone. And we never were okay being alone. It was just we rewired and reprogrammed ourselves to feel that way because it made it easier than having to grieve the fact that we missed people. We missed hugs. We missed close connection, heart to heart conversations, body to body, eyes to eyes. And so that is why Break the Matrix will culminate in a 5-night retreat in Costa Rica. So I want you there. I want you in this program. I want you to realize just how shiny and bright you are and how shiny and bright you've always been. And, you know, it's like I said, this is not something you have to find. You're not going to find it. You have to remember. And the way to remember is through brain, body, subconscious mind, and your feelings. Like it's through all of it. And I'm going to teach you how to do all of it. So certifications, retreats, education, value, calls twice or three times a month, depending on what we need. This is the first time I'm running this. So I'm really like going to let it like evolve as it does. And if it's 2 calls a month, great. If it's 3 calls a month, great. Like, I don't really care. I just want people to feel like they're included. I want you to feel like you belong, because you never didn't. You never didn't belong, no matter how much you were made to feel like you didn't belong or you didn't fit in or it didn't apply to you. It does apply to you. You do matter and you do belong. And that is what Break the Matrix is designed to help you remember. And, you know, like this matrix that we all live in, these societal norms, these boxes, these rules, like I'm so over them and we don't need to be there anymore. And the new paradigm, as we move forward as a collective, this new paradigm that we're moving into breaks all of that. It doesn't have as many rules and borders and you do this and I do that and you worry about you and I worry about me. Like the future we're all moving toward is one where we are all these individual beautiful rivers flowing together towards the same big ocean. And it basically means like we are all individuals connected to the same divine light. And you can believe that divine light is God, source, universe. It doesn't matter what it is to you. It just matters that we are all connected to it, and all of us or none of us. So the wait list is officially open for Break the Matrix. If you want to get on the wait list, you can learn more about it when we officially launch pre-sale next week on the 21st. There are pre-sale bundles, so pre-sale discounts and bundles that are only going to be offered to people that were on the wait list. So this is not going to be a general population launch until April 1st. But if you want to see the discounts and you want to see, like, we're doing crazy extended payment plans, so it's really affordable for everyone. If you want to know more about that, the waitlist just gets you in the know. It doesn't commit you to anything. It literally just gets you in the know. And if that is calling your name, click the link in our show notes and get on the waitlist. But I'm so excited. I've been so excited. And it's like taken me everything to not spill the beans, but we're finally ready to share it with you. And I hope that we see you inside. I hope that we see you on the waitlist. And I hope that I get to see you in Costa Rica and like hug you in real life. Okay, I think that's it. I'm currently in Florida and I'm going to take my family to Disney World today. And I'm very excited. We're going to spend the next 3 days at the House of Mouse. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your weekend. And we'll see you next week with more information. But let's go break the matrix. Have a good day. Bye.